A U.S. military board investigating a bombing accident last month in Kuwait has submitted its report. Six people were killed when a U.S. Navy fighter mistakenly bombed an observation post during a training exercise in the Kuwaiti desert. Pentagon sources say investigators are focusing on the role of a second Navy aircraft involved in the exercise. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
The bombing accident occurred as U.S. forces were practicing what's called close air support. In wartime, U.S. troops engaged in combat against an enemy force on the ground might call in U.S. air attacks against enemy locations. In a close air support operation, specially trained forward air controllers direct the aircraft toward the enemy targets they want hit. During the exercise last month on the Udari Desert Training Range in Kuwait, the pilot of a Navy FA-18 somehow got the wrong direction or made a mistake and dropped two bombs on an observation post a mile from the intended target. In addition to the six personnel killed in the accident, five servicemen were injured. Pentagon officials said a forward air controller on the ground, realizing the wrong location was about to be hit, tried to call the bombing off but was too late. The air controller, an Air Force sergeant, was among those injured. But new details of the accident are now emerging. A senior defense official familiar with the Accident Investigation Board findings says the board is pointing to the role of a second Navy aircraft involved in the bombing exercise, an F-14, whose pilot may have been helping to control the operation from the air. According to this source, the investigators believe it was this second pilot, not the air controller on the ground, who gave the final go-ahead to the F-18 to release the bombs. This would not necessarily mean the second pilot would be held accountable for the accident, even if he misdirected the bombing. Defense officials say the F-18 pilot should have made passes over his target beforehand to be sure he knew what he was hitting. Plus, the controller on the ground could have called the whole operation off if he sensed it was getting out of his control. In accidents like this, a senior Pentagon official says, there's often a multiple-point failure. Another complicating factor is the involvement in the exercise of both Navy and Air Force service personnel, guided by different regulations and separately trained. The Accident Investigation Board report, which includes factual findings, opinions, and recommendations, has not yet been made public. It was commissioned by General Tommy Franks, Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Central Command. He will review the report and then forward it to the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Henry Shelton. Tom Jeltam, NPR News, Washington.